You're listening to KNKX, and Joint Base Lewis McChord is celebrating a 100th anniversary. Camp Lewis opened in 1917, just south of Tacoma. Over the next century, it grew into a sprawling Army and Air Force base where some 60,000 people work each day. John Simpson has watched some of that unfold. He teaches history at Pierce College near the base, but he's also a photojournalist who has stood alongside the base's soldiers as they fought overseas. 88.5's Will James spoke to Simpson about Joint Base Lewis McChord's global and local reach and how those roles intersect.
John, we are sitting here looking at Lakewood City Hall, where you happen to be a city councilman. What has been the effect of Joint Base Lewis McChord on the city of Lakewood?
Joint Base Lewis McChord is the largest employer in Pierce County. It is a tremendous asset economically, socially. A lot of individuals who retire from Joint Base Lewis McChord elect to stay in this area. So throughout the city, whether it's city government, the city manager is a veteran. There are four members of the city council who are military connected. If it's volunteer committees in the city, you will inevitably find a veteran or two who is serving.
What about in the grand scheme of military bases? Where does Joint Base Lewis McChord fit in?
It is the largest power projection platform on the west coast of the United States.
And what does that mean, power projection?
That if the United States needed to conduct operations in the world, we are one of, I believe, 16 or 17 platforms, points from which that power can be projected to protect and defend the United States.
It didn't start out that way. Can you give us a picture of what Camp Lewis was like 100 years ago?
Yeah, some guy named Captain David Stone had the job of putting together this Camp Lewis. He did it in about 90 days, and its purpose began in 1917, was to build a camp that would process and train soldiers before deploying to France to serve during the First World War.
You are a person who has been on the base many times in your capacity as a photojournalist. What strikes you as interesting about this place? I mean, you seem like you're passionate about it and its history.
Yeah. In the 25 years that I've been out on what was then Fort Lewis, now Joint Base Lewis McChord, and the 25 years that I've seen go on at McChord, was then McChord Air Force Base, is now McChord Field, is it's kept its character. And I point to the architecture. All of the buildings that you see around Watkins Field are from the 30s. Many of the buildings you see at McChord Field, like the castle, those go back to the 30s. I mean, it's kept that architectural character. And I know this, I can't prove this, it's not something that is necessarily empirical, but I think that architectural character has something to do with the character of the people who work there. There's a very pronounced, thoughtful, clear-headed approach that I have seen from those given command of either McChord Field or then Fort Lewis, today Joint Base Lewis McChord.
You have embedded as a photojournalist with personnel from Joint Base Lewis McChord 8 times, is that right?
That's correct.
In Iraq and Afghanistan.
Correct.
Did you run into and see people that you knew from back home, sort of out of context in this different environment? And what was that like?
Oh, that was always a surprise. That's a good question. I ran into guys that had been students in my class. I ran into men who were officers who had been students in my class. It was as much a surprise to them to see me as it was for me to see them. One of the things I'll never forget is back in 2005 in Mosul, I was in a striker with a group of soldiers and two other strikers. We were caught in a pretty good-sized ambush. One of the guys standing next to me was my former student. His name was John Bowers, and he was a staff sergeant. And yeah, I mean, this guy had been a student. I remember him telling me in class he wouldn't be there certain nights because he had CQ. He had duty at his barracks. But yeah, in that ambush, I remember he was there. We were there together.
What was that like?
What struck me was the calmness of the voices on the radio as we got ourselves out.
To me, that's such an intersection of the local and the global. Uh-huh. We think of Joint Base Lewis-McChord as something that's in our backyard, almost like a city in Washington State.
Yeah.
But it's a global entity,
yes.
And that is something you can almost forget when it's mm-hmm. something that's just in your neighborhood.
Maybe it's because we take it for granted, but yes, Joint Base Lewis-McChord and the history and the traditions that it represents is a global factor. I think every man and every woman who commands out there is very well aware of that. And I think they are also, in fact, I know they are because I've talked to a number of these commanding generals, that they are aware of that history and that lineage.
History professor John Simpson told us another story, too, about a death he witnessed overseas. You can hear that at knkx.org.